Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Libby.
And a lot going on, some big breaking news.
That's right.
From our friends at Sony RCA Legacy Recordings, a new album, Way Down in the Jungle Room, is about to come out in August.
That's right, August 5th, right in time for Elvis Week. It'll be just around the corner. And it's so cool, you know, Elvis was a pioneer in so many different ways.
He certainly was.
Really, you know, after he pioneered and took over the rock and roll sound, really pioneered and was the first to do a whole album from the comfort of his own home.
Right. You know, I mean, it's going to be amazing. The Jungle Room sessions are iconic in the
yes.
Elvis music fan world, and on the FTD label, the Jungle Room sessions has long been, you know, their best-selling album.
Right.
So Sony now developing this definitive 2-CD set collection of Elvis Presley's last studio recordings. And what's really cool about this is that it includes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in an effort to prepare this for production to go out to the fans in a mass release, they've, you know, remastered things.
Mm-hmm.
Not only remastered them, they've remastered them in Memphis.
That's right, Sam Phillips.
Yeah, they came to Phillips Recording Studio, which is just a few doors down from the original Sun Studio. And, you know, the Sony engineers and producers remastered, you know, the tracks.
Yeah.
You know, the audio that you hear of the discussion before and after the recording, you know, begins and ends. That's some of the coolest stuff to listen to.
Yeah, what I think is really cool, the second album, or the second CD, I think, is pretty much all ordered the way it was that day when they
right.
actually did it. Besides
mm-hmm.
one song, it's all, you know, I hate it when people say, when people use the term organic to describe anything besides food, but that's really what it is. It's really natural. It's really, you know, you
authentic.
Get to listen. Authentic. That's a better term. But that's the way, you can listen to it the way they played it.
Right. And so, you know, some of these tracks from the session were paired with material released in July of 77, just a month before Elvis's death on the Moody Blue album. But, you know, this collection is something that I think fans are really going to enjoy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
especially, you know, if you haven't, you know, don't have the Jungle Room sessions from FTD in your collection, this is something that's going to be really exciting to have. So, you can go ahead and pre-order this at shopgraceland.com right now. Of course, the album title, Way Down in the Jungle Room, it's going to be fantastic. We're really excited about it. The folks at Sony, RCA Legacy, are all very excited about this project as well. So, coming out on Friday, August 5th, hopefully you heard it here first, and Rolling Stone got a little bit of a preview, and
mm-hmm.
they have one of the remastered versions available now on their website.
Right, so you can check that out at Rolling Stone.
And so it's really neat. So rollingstone.com, it's in their music news section, and you'll see a picture of Elvis in a jumpsuit, and it just kind of gives you a preview of what is coming. But we've also got some sad news
mm-hmm.
To share for those that may not have heard it, that legendary producer from American Sound Studio right here in Memphis with over 100 hit songs, Chips Moman, unfortunately he passed on Monday, June 13th, and you know, just a monumental loss not only to the Elvis legacy but to the Memphis music legacy, because he produced and recorded so many other artists like Dusty Springfield,
mm-hmm.
You know, Aretha Franklin, Bobby Womack, Neil Diamond. You know, just a lot of folks. But, you know, from those Chips Moman sessions came songs like In the Ghetto,
Suspicious Minds,
Kentucky Rain, just some great Elvis hits. So, and of course, we hear the studio band, the Memphis Boys,
right.
on those recordings, and just, you know, legendary songs. So, our thoughts are with the Moman family
mm-hmm.
on his passing. And we're just so thankful that he was able to make it to Memphis a few years ago.
That's right.
From his home in Georgia for Elvis Week. And it was so great for fans to see them, because he was somebody that, you know, doesn't really come out of hiding all that much.
Mm-hmm.
We won't call him necessarily reclusive, but he didn't do a lot of public appearances.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of didn't interact with fans all that much. So.
And you don't have to when you're a legendary
And right, you don't have to. He just liked to kind of lead a normal life
right.
in Georgia. And, you know, he liked to cut his own grass and maintain his home.
Wow.
So, you know, our thoughts are with him. But a lot of other things going on as we get ready for L this week. Some, we have some ETA preliminary contests.
That's right. You know, we've got the ETA preliminary round, panels, Elvis-themed concerts, parties, so much more on the schedule for Europe's Tribute to Elvis Festival. It's coming up. It's the fourth annual event, and it's July 1st through the 3rd in Blackpool at the world-famous Winter Gardens. You can expect ETA artists like Dean Z, Ben Thompson, Cody Ray Slaughter, even some Bill Cherry, or just a few of the ETAs who are going to perform at the festival. We've also got special guests like the Holiday Sisters, Greg McDonald, Linda Thompson. Can't wait to hear all of their Elvis memories and their Elvis stories. So, such a cool kind of a cast there.
Yeah, so this is a bit of a contest, concert, and festival all in one.
All wrapped up.
So, should be the center of the Elvis universe in Europe, July 1 through 3rd in Blackpool, right. Lancashire, England. So, hopefully that goes well. And if you're looking for more information, elvisfestival.co.uk is the website for more information and to purchase your tickets in advance.
That's right. Make sure you check that out. And we previously announced this in March. You know, Graceland Auctions is its own company, and experts in Elvis Presley memorabilia, artifacts, history, and items. So we're going to treat the Muhammad Ali auction with just as much care and respect as the Graceland Auctions would treat Elvis.
Yeah, you know, it's something that was announced that a variety of themed auctions from Graceland Auctions will take place. Such as a son, rockabilly,
right.
Marilyn Monroe, Muhammad Ali, that some of these auctions will be taking place over the next year or so. And the Muhammad Ali auction had been announced and previously, and a call for items to be consigned for the auction. And we do now have a date set for August 27th. 2016,
yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. Some of the items already consigned include the 1960 Rome Olympic torch signed by Ali. We've got some boxing trunks, Everlast boxing gloves signed by Ali. So there's some great items, just like there are in the Elvis themed Graceland auction. So the Graceland auction house taking on the Muhammad Ali auction should be exciting. Of course, it seems fitting to an extent because Elvis and Ali were great friends and respected each other tremendously.
That's right.
They really had a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, contemporary icons.
So if you want any more information or want to sign up to receive further information about the historic event and to register to bid on the Muhammad Ali auction, you can visit MuhammadAliAuction.com. And we want to give a shout-out to our fan of the week.
Yes, that's right. Our fan of the week is Robin Ashton, and she has such a cool story. She said she became an Elvis fan in 1973 when she started dating her husband of 40 years. He had posters all over his wall and his room, many albums and 8-tracks. And, you know, she said on a date it was her, Elvis, and her husband. It was a trio, the three of them. The only station they listened to in their two cars and their motorcycle is Sirius XM Channel 19, Elvis 24/7. Her husband has a man cave, and they come to Elvis Week every year for the past 18 years.
And if somebody wants to be an Elvis fan of the week on the Sirius XM, Elvis Radio, Graceland Beat, or the Rubbernecker Podcast, how can they do that?
You got to go to Facebook and then like us at Elvis Presley's Graceland and look for instructions. We always post instructions every week about how you can kind of tell us your story, and we like to find a great fan of the week that we can kind of give a shout out to.
All right, sounds like a plan. And we also have our Elvis sightings for the week from our friend Sandy Van Horn in Dayton, Ohio.
That's right, and she said in the June-July issue of Reminisce magazine, there's an article titled Flashback to the 50s under News and Notes. It says Elvis Presley's records sell at a rate of 75,000 per day in 1956.
How cool is that?
That's very cool. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it sold like that every year, too.
Because Elvis is the king.
Why not?
He is the king. Well, that's it for this edition of the Rubbernecking Podcast. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.